Ooh, give me some more
it's
flavor.
It's the Untitled Podcast.
I'm working on mine.
Yeah, boo, talk your shit.
Shit been rough, but I ain't too tough to say I love and I miss you. You my dog, don't care, we fall out, nigga, I never could dish you. For the chains and the fame, only we seen the vision. Bought my name, let it bang, going out with my pistol. Got me a taste of this fame, it was sweet, now it's bitter. Maybe it came with pillars, I can't talk in no pillars. Only dangerous, but that don't make me no killer. Heard you caught a hit, but that don't make you no killer. Rich and I feel fit, look like I play for the Steelers. Fans say when I rap, they hear the pain in my rhythm. Keeping them far back until I know their agenda. All these niggas capping like that man in the middle. They gon' mention one of cause the views would be bigger. Ain't no way to explain the way you abusing these skitters. If I knew the road, I would've rolled the wrist to roll in the dice. It's insane inside my brain, I'm spending this pain on the mic. Got a ball like I'm Will Chamberlain, a hell of a price. Love when I'm on drugs, but they just ain't very bright. My trust up for a dub, I keep these bitches on ice. I can't fall in love, I need a specific type. Careful with your choices, cause you can't make it twice. Money don't uphold so much that we sacrifice. Life a roller coaster, turns cold, low and back high. My day's been a blur, can't get that dirt out my eyes. Run through a whole dub, this round I'm keeping it tight. Pray more on my knees at night, I'm trying to get right. Times it don't feel even.
Welcome to the Untitled Podcast, favorite podcast, aka the greatest show on earth. You already know the voice, you already know the vibes. I am your host, Boob, as always. Got a special guest with me. Somebody. See, start that shit early. Nobody even did shit yet. Here you go.
Yes.
Man, so got my guy, man, my brother. Somebody I'm only allowed to see once a year, but due to recent developments, I'm allowed to see him at least three times a year.
God is good.
The judge has increased visitation, and amen. I am happy. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. So got my guy, man, the legendary, the one and only. You know what I mean? Young B Hall, how you feeling, G?
I am three excited to be here.
Yeah, it is.
Three excited. I am on the Untitled Podcast with my dog. You know, Mar is already like self-proclaimed as the favorite guest. Mm-hmm. I'm coming for your spot, my boy. They gonna want to ask for me in the comments.
Yeah. Talk to him.
They gonna have to ask for the kid in the comments. I'm coming
talk
back
because I love Mar, but nobody actually said that Mar was their favorite. Mar just told everybody he was his favorite,
and they kind of went with it.
Yeah, they roll with it. And a lot of people like Mar. Shout out to Mar, man.
On his Michael Knowles shit.
Yeah, it is. For sure, man. Shout out to Mar. Yeah, it is. Shout out to Mar. Speaking of Mar, man, the Active Dad 5K Dad Dash was dope, man. Round of applause for my guy.
Major props to my brother.
Little sexy ran for you.
Make some noise, dog.
Make some noise, y'all. What the fuck?
Hello.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shout out my dog, man. Went well. Went great. Happy to be a helping hand in it. I was not running. So, nigga, that. Why too not? Early in the morning. I don't run too early in the morning.
Why not?
I didn't come there to run, actually. Oh. To be honest, I didn't come to run.
But you was a running help. Back.
I was a running
How
back.
How you going
to
not run?
Because I did shit. 5 to 10 yards at a time, not 3 miles.
Said, you got to catch me in spurts.
Yeah, do you understand, nigga? Like, if I get 6 yards here, that's a great carry, nigga.
I'm happy.
Yeah, if I can handle this business 6 yards at a time, now we do a 6 yard K, whatever that looks like, a 6 yard six run. Yeah, if we do that, I'm here, nigga. I'm there. We do a running back dash, nigga. I got you.
6 yards is like a 2% K.
Yeah, I still got a little bit of gas in the tank. I told niggas not. You Yeah.
I'm not even gonna hold you.
Man, I told niggas right now, you can suit me up in a high school game. I give you a good I got a good 40 yards. I give you 40. That's it.
I'd 40. Pay to see you suit back up and run 40 yards.
Just for a full game? A full game? I give you 40 yards in a full game.
Nah, bro, we old. That ain't happening no more. Those days are done.
I give you 40. I'm gonna break one. I'm breaking at least one for 17.
Y'all niggas gonna tear them all in.
Nah, they gonna fuck me up now. I ain't gonna lie. I said it's only 40. 40 ain't a lot.
Oh, you gonna be hurt.
Yeah, ain't a lot. But I'm gonna sneak up on them. I'm gonna get one carry that's gonna get me at least 12, and then I'm just gonna wear them.
But we at the age where if you sneeze the wrong way, you hurt.
One last thing.
What are we talking about?
When last time you ran full speed?
I have a license to carry. I'm not running from shit.
I just think that shit funny, man. I saw that question like a year or two ago. And it's like, bro, when last time y'all ran full speed? And niggas was stomped.
Track, because of like track with Christian and stuff like that, I lightweight almost got to full speed doing an example for the other kid. And they was like, oh, snap, coach still got it. They don't know. I woke up the next morning and thought I had COVID.
Hey, yo. Hey, nah, for real.
And that one might have only been about 15. Maybe 20 yards max.
Man, listen, I raced my nephew about 3 years ago. At the time, he was might have been 9. Probably 9 at the time. Raced a little nigga, right? Athletic is a motherfucker. Tough, hard. Like, for sure gonna be, you know what I mean, something. You know what I mean? For sure. Like, nice. Want to race me. All right, cool. Line that shit up, young boy. So, honestly,
I remember seeing this on Instagram.
Yes. It was on Instagram. Ass, yeah, like, listen.
What are you doing?
Yeah, listen. But see, this is what happened, right? So, like, when
gravity
the race
took over,
when the race started, I took off on him. I said, oh, shit, I still got it, right? I'm smoking this little nigga, right? Smoking this nigga. I said, you know what? Fuck it. I got the race won. I already know that. Yeah. So, shit, now I start playing. So I slow down and let him catch up to me because I'm like, shit, I'm slow down. I'm going to take off on a nigga again.
Thought you had another gear.
Yo, listen, that gear ain't there no more. I used to have it. I kicked that bitch, boy. I felt something in my back of my legs. Here, pop, 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 pop. Ooh, shit. Boy, I pulled up. I won the race, but ooh. Hell, I got my girl rubbing fucking Tiger Bomb on me. My nigga, it was crazy. It was Christmas Eve, man. Now I'm limping on Christmas. I was looking on Christmas. Funny. Yo, shit was so sad, dog. Nigga bodied the Christmas gifts, right? So, you know, when you body Christmas gifts, you're going to get you a little bit of ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially, you know, we ain't got no kids and shit. So, you know, before we go see the family, we might get you a little action. You mm-hmm. know, before y'all go, if you do the gifts right.
Got to.
Man, listen, dog. I couldn't even do shit. Man. I couldn't even. And turn it down.
All right, now you can't be turning it down. Turn that's when you like, hey, I'm just going to lay back.
I was hurt.
You do you.
I was on the sick and shut in the list, man. I ain't had it. I just ain't had it.
I mean, you also, you know, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
I was folded.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know, hey, Jordan didn't drop 50 every night. That's why you got, when you got good credit, you got to establish good stroke credit.
Yeah,
when you got good stroke credit, like, all right, man, shit.
Yeah, you know, today I don't have it, but don't forget.
Yesterday,
remember?
Yes. Like when you see a dog at somebody's house that you ain't seen in a minute, remember me? Smell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's. That's that stroke. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Used to have it. Don't act like that now. Yeah, you're still the man now.
That's right. It's still me.
It's still me.
It's just, you know, today.
Ain't my day.
I'm lacking. Just today though.
Just today. Don't go playing in my face about it neither.
Man, bro, I went to get a fucking I went to a doctor and the boys told me they ain't see shit, but I might need to get an MRI. And niggas called me, said, so looks like the MRI cost you about $1,500. I feel better already. Don't even worry.
Like, what? Mm-mm. Was that with insurance?
That was with insurance. That's crazy.
$1,500?
It's impossible. Y'all ran my insurance and told me. That's all right. Anyway, yeah. I'm just curious, man. I know you got, you know, young Christian running, doing track and all that shit. So I was really curious. Like, when last time you ran full speed?
Man, full speed, years. But I did get up there a little bit, showing them their dry phase. And as I said previously, that next day, I was like, oh, boy, that gym and all that ain't nothing. I done ran outside one time.
Different.
Yeah.
Did it outside.
And it was like I was trying to do like the 40 for the Nike Combine. You know, I let them know I still had it. I have like 30% of an ACL on my right hand side.
Yeah.
They went to tweaking on me. I said, oh, no.
Yeah, it is. You feel it. It's really, honestly, the older you get, be that next morning.
Yeah.
It'd be the next day. That day kinda you feel
like leg
good.
Day. Yeah, it's like the second day, you'd be like, hey, maybe this ain't for me.
You always leave that day feeling good about yourself. But that morning.
That next morning, you be like, bruh.
Don't let your ass stairs in the crib. My God. How you easing down. You
got to slide man. Down the cover. You know it's bad when you got to roll out the bed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you catch yourself coming
looking up. Looking like a dead fish.
Nigga, what is wrong with you, leg day?
I am hurting.
Just leg day, babe. That's it. Just leg day. Yo, I knew I was old.
Like, when you got so many steps in this house?
I knew I was old when I took a lot of shit to prepare. Like, when I started preparing better. Like, I'm doing Icy Hot and Tiger Bomb and shit before I lift. That's when I knew. I said, yeah, I'm up there now. Like, before I lift, wait. Hold on. Let me put this. I'm going to the locker room.
You're going to grease up.
Grease up real quick and get
so
right.
So I can actually be a human tomorrow. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Work tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Need yeah, I bought them little knee sleeves, you know.
Well, I got all that shit.
I just got it. I'm hip now. Man,
knee sleeves warm me up. The little, what is this called? The little, copper tone shit. Oh, yeah. All that. Need all of them, man. Give me the leg sleeves.
We almost
the
knee there.
Sleeves. Yo, shit, I want full body suit. Put me in the whole shit. Zip
the whole
me up.
Copper joint.
Yeah, get somebody zip me up in the back.
Zip me up in the back. It's
yo,
crazy.
Yo, zip me up in the
is
back.
Is that a sweatsuit?
Man.
Nah, yeah. My boy, it's the copper joint. My body old.
It's funny, man, because I look at that, because we ain't old, right? Niggas 34, 35. And it's funny because, like, the NBA finals just ended, and it's niggas who's like 34, 35.
About to retire,
right? And I was like, yo, I get it. When I was younger, like, damn, like 34 ain't that old. Nah, I get it.
Nah.
Because y'all niggas do this. Y'all are world class athletes. Performing at a high level.
All the like, time.
I'm just a regular nigga that's just trying to.
I just didn't want to be skinny no more.
Yeah, I just want to stay in shape. Oh, yeah. See, you want to be in shape.
Revenge body type
that's it.
Vibes.
Yeah, that's it. Remember me? Remember
straight me up. That's straight it. Up. Mm-hmm. I got the 198. I said, oh, I'm about to walk around slapping niggas. Nah, boy, it's up.
Yeah, see, I just don't want to have to wear Husky. That's it. I just want to have to wear Husky. I'm already short.
Lord, take the wheel. You know, wait.
I'm already short. I can't get too.
You buying jeans that say Husky is outlandish.
Listen, I had to wear Husky.
Don't never let me see that.
And I little had to wear Husky. I had to wear Husky, and nobody sold Husky but Sears.
And Bugle Boy.
And Bugle Boy, yep. Sears and Bugle Boy. Hey, all my shit Husky. So it's just getting weird ass measurements. That's really all it was.
Like, what the hell is a 40 by 32?
Yeah, like, who wears a 40 28? What the fuck is that? It's Husky.
That'd be the stuff that'd be on the clearance rack when the places you really like, oh, they finally got a little clearance and nothing in your size. You already know what time it is. Like, bro, who the hell wears 36?
Yeah, 36.
By 28.
20, yeah, 36, 26.
Like, who are you?
What little big nigga is this?
These must be Hobbit jeans.
Yeah, ain't it boy like a bowling ball? Who, what nigga wide built like a thumb? Ass. Yeah. What wide
oh, wide nigga in the middle?
Like, wide shit, like ass a nigga is jumping up and down.
Like, why you shaped like a Gatorade bottle,
yeah,
my boy?
Nigga, what is wrong with you, nigga? Go to the gym. Why your hips so wide?
Like, what?
You grown. You 30 with childbearing hips. Stop.
Childbearing hips.
Stop. Leave that bullshit alone, bro. You're going to have to do better than this.
Put that fork down. That ain't for you, man.
That's
what
it,
happened?
Man. That's it, bro.
And just really, can't be a part of the fall off game.
Really be a second plate. That's all it be.
That's really
plate.
It is.
Second plate at the cookout.
Yeah.
Eat one time, go home.
Or sit down and go talk to people.
That too.
Get you gotta have two plates.
Yeah, man. You know?
It's okay if you have one and a to go, but you done smashed two plates at the barbecue. You fat.
The real problem is eating two plates at the barbecue, packing a to-go plate, and to-go plate don't make it to the next day. Like, why did you go home and eat again?
Oh, that's big back activity
yeah,
that's
there. That's a real big back activity there.
Like, yeah. That ain't it.
That's what it'd be like. Why did this to-go plate not make it lunch at work? Cause your fat ass. Or you put more food on there so you can eat a little bit that night. Cause the chicken was so good, right? Come on, man. I gotta cut this shit out, man. As a community. Yo, the last episode Ma was on, I went on a whole rant about me hating fat kids. Like, I really don't like fat kids. It bothers me. Cause kids shouldn't be fat. I blame the parents. I ain't blame the kids.
Oh, definitely blame the parents.
Yeah, I blame the parents. But I don't like that shit.
It's like, he got fat genes. I was like, bruh, no, he got DNA. He got a big mama.
Yeah, his mama big. Look at her elbows.
And you know you're in a big people house and they ain't got none of the little short forks.
Oh, no.
Ain't no salad getting ate up in here.
Nah.
All the forks big. Deep digging. All the spoons big.
Deep digging there. One scoop, yeah. And they
y'all ain't got no cereal bowl? Nah, everything's platter size.
Nah, hell no. Excuse put me? This shit in Tupperware. Tupperware. You said half gallon of milk each bowl.
Why you got a sack of cereal, boy?
Mm-hmm.
Big ass bowl.
Eat the whole thing, just pouring. You be eating for an hour. That shit still in there.
That shit Craig Daddy was talking about.
Yeah, you just
all
crunching.
The neck bones.
Yep.
All the pig feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like on ATL. One bowl where you get that big shit, your stupid ass. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm telling you, man. Eating people out of house and home, man. We can't have this.
Nah.
We got to stop, man. It's Juneteenth. It's black people. We got to have these conversations, man.
Because some of y'all look bad, and I'm here to deal the shame.
Mm-hmm. And smell funny.
Side note, coming to the gym already stink is outlandish.
That should be a crime. That should be a crime. It's so much technology in the world that there should be like a little machine.
It's like, how you come in musty?
Now, why do you smell like that?
Like, it's 5:30 in the morning.
That's the equivalent.
What were you doing?
That's like being stank in the wintertime. Like, why are you musty in this fucking 40 degrees or something? What was you doing?
That's what be confusing with fat.
That's
people
days of funk.
Sweat.
That's days of funk.
It's like, yo, your pores are overworked. They are tired.
That's days of funk. You've been letting that shit sit on your stinking ass.
My head soaking in it.
You ain't washing a week.
That's gross.
That's what it is. But yeah, you're right. Coming to the gym, and it's funny because this shit happens more often than not.
Yeah.
Like, I think when people, we say shit like that, people see it on social media
and don't believe it's not. Like, nobody's making this up. Yeah,
nah,
someone
poking
in there smell like cheese.
No, this is a.
Like, let's just call it what it is.
This is a true story. Like, that nigga came in that bitch smelling like blue cheese. It's
I was
disgusting.
In LA Fitness in Ballantyne last week, and I was trying to figure out, like, bro, what is that that smell like 1,000 ass cracks?
Him.
Over there.
Him over there.
I mean, you can have this squat rack, my boy. Because if anything else come out, I just can't deal.
And doing all the exercises that require his arms up.
Bruh.
Nigga doing
lat raises.
Lat pull downs.
Bruh.
Yeah, just stank, nigga. Sweating. They sweat extra hard. It's all the shit that don't need to happen that you should. I ain't gonna hold you. I remember in high school, bro, I had one time where I came to school musty.
forget that.
I never forget, man. My senior year, too. And see,
you was
so,
too old for that.
Yeah, I was too old. I can admit, I fucked up.
You, whatever you so, got, you deserve.
So listen, right. So contrary to popular belief, normally you actually smell yourself last. Like people always
fair.
Say,
you don't smell you.
Yeah,
no,
like,
I don't.
No, like normally they say, well, if I can smell you, you can smell you. No, actually, no.
It ain't like a fart. It's body odor.
Exactly. Like, and you've been living in this.
Yeah.
Right. So people gonna catch that before you do. So, bro, we was in the gym, right, and so it grows. We had weight training as a class.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like first block. So come in, we in weight training.
Now you got to be stank the rest of the day.
First block, 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm firing your ass up at
so
ranch.
I'm lifting, and somebody stank is fucking this shit, right? But it's a bunch of us in here. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really pinpoint who it is. Your nose just caught a whiff. But you don't know
who did it.
So when I did, so I heard it, and you know me, I was pretty clean. So I'm like, shit, hey, man. Ain't me.
It ain't me.
Who's that? I smell that shit. So I forgot what I did, man. But I smelled, so I caught a whiff.
You know it's bad when you catch your own brain.
So what you gotta do is you gotta play the game, right? So now I kinda like my underarm was itching and gave myself a little swipe across the nose. Oh boy, that's me. Now,
catch a sneak sniff.
Now, shout out to the listeners, man, because a lot of people listen to the podcast across the country, man. So you may not be familiar. I know we all the time we talk about Savannah, and people don't know what the fuck we talking about. And I apologize, but we about to do it again.
For
people
sure.
In Savannah know Groves, right?
For sure.
Groves is especially that version of Groves was essentially the slums, right? Like this. That's putting it lightly, right? If you made it like Savannah State's motto is you can make it here. If you made it here, you can make it anywhere. Whatever you go anywhere from here, type shit.
Facts.
Like same shit. You make it out of that motherfucker. You good, champ.
You can go to the SWATs in West LA.
Listen, you got
and
it.
Blend in.
You got it, champ. I never been uncomfortable anywhere.
Same.
Ever. Coming out of that motherfucker, I ain't never been anywhere and felt uncomfortable.
That's real.
Right? So, so I say that to say, being the musty nigga at this particular school is not it's not what you want to be.
You got fired up all day.
But no. There's more to the story. Because I know what's coming. I'm going to give myself a chance. Man, I went in that fucking bathroom and got some liquid hand soap and wet that shit and got me good lather. Tell you the trick. Put that bitch up under them arms. I ain't dry that shit
didn't
off.
Dry it off. Let that shit sit.
Yeah, let shit soak in. When they got there, I ain't smell good, but I ain't smell bad. God damn it, that must was gone. And now I'm so phony. I was in there trying to act. I'm trying to figure out who. Y'all figure out who the fuck smell like that?
You so phony.
Yeah, phony as hell.
Your name Booby, but you right here smelling like coochie. That's
phony.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's just insane. Smell like too. Just use coochie too. Use coochie. This is what I smell. Like. I ain't gonna lie.
That boy smell like bad box. What yeah, is going on?
Yeah, what is Badussy? That's what it was. I ain't got no problem admitting my shit. I was thinking that day. It was a bad day. Broken clock is right twice a day. Real days can be wrong. At
nah,
least
that's
once.
Real. Everybody had that little situation happen at least one time.
That's it.
It happened to me at church.
Ooh.
One of the old ladies told me, she's like, bro, you know you smell like a little man. And I didn't quite understand what it meant, but when I got older, I was like, that funky bitch was talking about me. But it's always worse when like you stink and then like a nigga try to put cologne on top of it. Like, for the record, if you do that, there's a special place in hell for you.
And it's racist too. They call that shit you know what they call it, right?
What?
When you put cologne or deodorant on top of musk.
On top of funk.
Yeah, you know what it's called, right?
What?
I'm gonna have to bleep this shit. It's called a Mexican shower.
Huh?
Right. You see where it's going?
Yo.
You see what this goes after?
This is crazy.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called. I only learned this because so like, you know, middle school was when Axe came out.
Axe was the devil. Axe had niggas, thinking they was, man.
Invincible. You leave gym and spray some Axe, you going to clear straight. The whole classroom out.
Bruh.
Especially that middle school funk. That's when you just becoming a little man.
Boy, listen.
Oh, Lord.
That Axe had niggas in a chokehold. I couldn't wear it because I'll be honest with y'all, I'm a bitch. My skin was too sensitive. Axe make my damn armpit fall out.
I could do Axe. It was red. Old Spice for me.
Boy, Old Spice, that nigga grown man cry.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You be like this the whole time. They be like, Brody, why you saying thank you, Jesus? Nah, nigga, my arms hurt. My elbows are on my armpits are on fire.
Man, I saw a video of Teddy Pendergrass singing. And that nigga looked like he was good 50, but that nigga was like 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what, Dale, this is a different type of man.
Yeah.
Like, Teddy, like, he wear Old Spice daily.
For sure.
Like, he do a double dope. You know, he may put some on that morning, come home, put a little touch up. Man, I put my pops Old Spice on one time. Oh Lord!
They had me on the flow.
Had me in the bed with wet cold rags in my arms, nigga. Finna cry, cause soon as them shits touch, spicy, just spicy.
It's just
there.
Spicy.
Man, they doing the funky chicken out of the motherfucker. Just going crazy. Going crazy. Different, man. Like these are the things. These are things people don't understand, bro.
That's
like,
why kids salt these days.
Yeah, it is. And I told Maude, man, like. It's different in like, because keeping the Father's Day shit. Like I told Maude, I said, now granted, growing up without a father, I didn't have that. I didn't have that in my life.
Yeah,
no. Pops, I had my pops in the crib, right? So I was blessed. But I told Maude, it's different pressures that come though with having your pops in the house.
For sure.
Because you get checked a different way.
All the time.
Because a man knows what a man should be doing.
Exactly.
Your mom's gonna let it. I told my
slide.
I said, bro, it's certain shit you got off that had you had your pops in the house, he'd
but remember never your flew. Neck.
And I said, and it's different because as a young nigga, you don't really know until you do it.
Yeah.
And that's one of them things. Like,
because at a certain age, mama can't really whoop you no more. Like, it's a rite of passage that one time you buck at your daddy, and the next thing you know, it's tomorrow.
Man, I never forget that time. Wow, bro, I never forget that time. But I went and talked crazy to my pops. I'm mad, man. Some old Savannah shit, we played Camden, right? And I tore my MCL the week before, 2 weeks prior, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was out for like 6 weeks. But we played Camden. It was a fairly close game. It was like 6-0 start of fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I think the final score like 24-0. Like, it's fairly close game.
Yeah, there, that's right? Real close to Camden.
Like, and like them niggas put up 2 touchdowns in the last like 3 minutes to take off. But really, yeah. Like the shit was neck and neck for a minute, right? That's when we knew we was nice that year, my junior.
Yeah.
And I was already, you know, blowed because I felt like we had a chance, right?
Yeah.
So Pop's talking shit the whole round home. And I'm sitting here like, my nigga, like, god damn, bro, like.
Shut up.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, you just.
Just drive.
You giving unsolicited opinions. You never played organized nothing. Like,
who made you Bill Belichick?
Yeah, nigga, like, you didn't do nothing but trap. Like, you trap. Nigga, you so.
Call
shit,
it what it
you
is.
Feel me? Yeah, the shit, you feel me? Like, so, god damn, so I'm blowed, right? And I forgot what exactly I said to the nigga. Man, this nigga walked me from the front door. Through the living room, You turn the corner. It's a hallway. Take it to the kitchen. In the hallway, turn to me again. I don't know who opened the door to go to the garage. Into the garage and put me down right in front of the washer and dryer. Boom! Now, I'm going to stand on the fact that my knee was still fucked up, and that's why he got me that far that fast without no kind of, you know what I'm saying, no give back. You feel me? Like, ain't nobody just walking me, you know what I mean, walking me like that. Pops got me. You know what I mean? He got me. But that was one of them times where I realized, even then, I was, what, 16, 17? I thought I was mad. Mm-hmm. I had shit in me.
Nah, I thought Thomas' back was bad. He must have got, like, a divine healing that day, because I was 13. I joke, that nigga hit me so quick. Like, that definition of Kevin Hart was like, that nigga just hit me twice. Like, bruh, that was the quickest two-piece. He caught me in my stomach and my chest. I didn't know whether or not to hold my head or my ass. Like, the shit was crazy. I was like, when did you become a ninja?
Hey, that's like what you did with an old head. Because these new niggas always, when they fight, these little niggas don't fight. But niggas that do fight, them niggas like throwing hands, they trying to hit you in the face. Like, you know, you was raised by old head.
Nigga catching you your ribs. Chops.
Yeah. Stop your ass from breathing. Yeah. I'll never forget, my granddaddy's telling me, hit him right here, hit him right here. Dang, I'm pissing blood. Like, oh, that's what I want to make a nigga do. Fuck your face. I'm trying to fuck this up, nigga. I want you to remember me. Yeah. Catch your breath. Yeah, breathe, nigga. Breathe. Breathe, Jake. Breathe. Yeah, hurt, don't it? Don't do it no more.
Hurt, don't it?
Yeah, do a hurt. Yeah. I'm not. Tell you not. It's Mo. It's Mo where that came from, champ.
It's Mo where that came from.
Yeah, man. So Father's Day just went by, man. I am not a father. You are. So I have one question. Did you enjoy your Father's Day gift? Be honest. Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
I did have a good Father's Day. It was a little different because I was out of town. Mm-hmm. But I still got all the good vibes. And I got gifts waiting on me at the crib. And I enjoyed the day I had up here or whatever the case may be. You know, chill. And honestly, on Father's Day, outside of like the gesture, you kind of just want to be left the fuck alone.
You know, it's hard.
That's why the golf course be so packed on Father's Day. Golf courses and like sports bars be packed on Father's Day.
I feel like when you get asked what you want for Father's Day, I remember my pops used to say, just leave me the fuck alone. And I'd be like,
that ain't what you want.
That ain't what you want. You just being cranky. I got you. What you serious? We gonna set something up for pops. Hey, mom, let's take dad to such and such. That nigga is pissed. We have ruined his day. That nigga, like, bro,
I really was just gonna chill.
I really wasn't planning on doing shit actually
at all. Like,
now y'all niggas got me with this fuck shit,
and I gotta put clothes on.
I gotta get dressed. I gotta iron my shit. I gotta take another shower. Fuck, I just want to be. Well, in
niggas
the
be mad about having to take that extra shower.
That extra shower.
No, any unprompted showers, I really be upset about. Man, like, I shouldn't have to wash more than twice a day.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. And that shit really bothers me. Summertime, you're going to have to hit it a couple times. Yeah. But yeah, it's that extra shower.
The unprompted one.
Kill you every time.
Like, man, say your car break down or something like that, and you got to, like, change the tire.
Oh, yeah.
Now you all sweaty and stank and all that. So you like, bruh.
You come home tired, and you got to wash.
And you got to wash.
Listen, man, we got a thing here, dog. Like, nigga come home, and you don't feel like that shit, that's cool to sleep your ass on the couch. Sleep your ass on the floor.
Sleep on that floor.
You know what I mean? You ain't got to wash today. Don't get your funky ass in here.
Don't come by me.
That's it. Please. Facts. Stinking ass. No.
Just stink ass.
But I'm glad though, man, because I feel like Father's Day has evolved into a respected holiday.
It's getting there.
It's no more ties and draws. You know what I'm saying? Let's do some shit. Let's get pops what he want. Like, girls had jokes and like, man, the dads want fucking massages.
I actually got to give them a shout out this year. This was the first time in a long time where I didn't see the happy Father's Day to me, because I do it by myself. Ain't nobody was fucking him but you.
Yeah, exactly. I posted that shit the Tuesday before. Don't forget, before y'all start, you picked your baby daddy.
Nobody else.
You did that, right? You did that.
That was you.
It's a whole different conversation.
It wasn't all that when you were saying ooh and ah. And it was getting your little cottons moist.
None of that. It was a part of that.
It was all fun. It was all shits and giggles.
It was part of it. You could take that baby to the chop shop.
You was getting your back beat out. Yeah, now you're upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you're mad. Look at you. And your baby bad. And dumb.
With silver teeth.
It's silver teeth. You bad and stupid.
Bad as hell.
Yeah, he's stupid as hell. Nigga can't even read. You pissed. You were pissed. You thought you were going to have a scholar with this dumb, with this goofy nigga. He was goofy. He goofy. We think his daddy goofy. What do you thought was
something? Listen, that goofy gene is real.
Oh, that shit's strong. That shit's strong. I know it's, people say you look like your daddy. No, you act like
you your act daddy. Like your daddy.
You just as smart as your daddy was.
Them fighting words.
Yeah, it was.
Boy, you I just know some as, of y'all niggas' daddies.
You just I know a lot of y'all niggas.
Like, hey.
Can y'all say nothing else? I get it.
Hey, I'm gonna leave that at that.
Yeah, that shit right where it's at. I know y'all niggas' daddies.
We know y'all daddies.
I will say though, like I be seeing like certain niggas doing certain shit and they got sons, and I'm like, bro, you know, at some point your daddy, your son gonna be like, cause I know like when I got older, I'll see pictures of pops, right? And I can say for the most part, pops was a real nigga. Like I ain't see no real questionable pictures of my pops. Like no, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't see too much of that. But I know for a fact there's pictures on Instagram of some of y'all niggas. Y'all got sons, and your son gonna have questions.
He gonna have a raised eyebrow.
Now y'all niggas are lucky because I ain't got no kids yet, and my son ain't roaming these streets as a little menace.
For instance, them rump hims.
Yes,
y'all can get ready for them questions.
You feel me?
Them rump him questions are coming.
And see, if my son was around and my son saw a picture of you wearing a rump him,
he gonna look at me like this your man's?
This just your man's. Well, I'm more prepared. I know my son gonna be a little asshole.
My son is an asshole. Yeah. You know who really the my daughter's the bruiser though.
Yeah.
Boy.
That seems to be a trend.
And she one of those swing first, ask questions later type.
Oh yeah.
Like, so I know she got to be like, I got to put her in like boxing.
Yeah.
Like soon because
she
gonna throw hands and she ain't had nobody like catch her back yet, and that might throw her off. So she gotta have that.
Yeah, she
gotta or know how to duck.
Because a lot of times when you're young and you throw hands, you think you can fight, you really can't. You just never really had to fight. You just willing to fight.
You was willing to fight.
Some people willing to fight but can't fight, and that's cool. Like I respect them niggas.
Yeah, you know, you got a heart.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah, you got heart. That's it. But
it's a bunch of niggas with heart in the cemetery.
Yeah, a lot of niggas with heart in the cemetery. A lot of niggas with heart in the cemetery.
wasn't no bitch.
Yeah, exactly. You ain't no bitch. Nigga.
He wasn't bulletproof neither.
Nah, that's a fact. So for me, it's funny because my brother got three, so I could look at them and kind of get a gauge, right? So my niece, like she real cool, like she, you know what I mean, she be chilling, she kind of emotional. So okay, cool, you got the soft side of shit, right? Now the youngest
turned,
that little nigga turned. And I say, and I'm hope, what I, my hope is that, so there was one nigga, my pops had three, and my sister, my brother, and me. I'm the youngest, right? My brother got three, got nephew, niece, nephew. When I'm in, my grandma had three. My two uncles, well, my uncle, my pops, my mom, my aunt. Cool. What I'm hoping is that my brother got the bad gene out. He got the bad one, right?
Nah, you gotta get your karma, my boy.
Yeah, you feel me? Because I was the karma for my pops.
For sure.
My sister, well, she really wasn't bad. She's had attitude problems. She was smart as fuck.
Yeah.
So she ain't really getting too much trouble, though. I was the one raising all the hell.
Yeah.
My nephew, for sure, is the hell raiser. He doesn't give a fuck. Like, when I tell you that little boy don't give a fuck, I can't stress, like, he does not give a fuck. Bro, I remember on Christmas Day, dog, I said, hey, bro, you trying to open up your gifts? He said, no! I want to play on my dinosaurs. Like, bro, you got some gifts, though, bro. You might have a new dinosaur. I don't want it. Bitch, you know, I bought you that.
I don't want it.
I got you a brand new T-Rex, nigga.
Man said, fuck you. I like the old one.
Man, listen. Like everybody swear their kids is just so advanced, and my son is this, and my daughter is that. Your daughter, listen, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Let's just have a come to Jesus moment here. Your kid's normal.
You're very.
They're regular. And I'm gonna be honest with you. Tell you
all these kids this, have access to technology.
I'm gonna tell you the second part. And the second part of that is most of your kids dumb. Not in a bad way. They just, you know, they're kids. They don't know a lot of shit. So just give them time to be kids, man.
Yeah.
Your son's not a scholar.
Don't rush him.
Yeah.
They got time.
Give him time. Give him a book.
That's what I was about to say. Give him a book. Give him
a book. Get that tablet away from him. Give him a book.
Kids being raised by that damn tablet. I ain't gonna hold you. When I was a young dad and Christian used to be on my nerves and I was still trying to figure it out, I called he had the iPad so much. I used to call the iPad the stepdaddy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. Now you on part two. You still on that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, see.
But she don't even really be messing with stuff like that no more.
Yeah. Kind of don't be that way, though.
She want to mess with, like, real shit.
Yeah. Like, she want to watch fucking Oprah and shit.
Bruh.
Little TV.
Cut on Bridgerton.
Yeah, a little grown ass would watch. What?
What?
How do you even learn that word? Crazy.
Cut on Gracie's Corner.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Some. Who obviously has like production by Metro Boomin, because them jazz be jamming.
Yeah. See, I ain't never watched it.
You gotta watch it sometime.
I'm gonna lock in. Yeah. I'm gonna lock in. I used to watch what's the name of the little niggas? Caillou?
Caillou?
Caillou, man, Peppa Pig.
That little bald head chemo man, that he was a brat.
You can't say
and
that.
It made kids bratty.
This Caillou wasn't going through chemo. Caillou didn't have cancer. That's crazy.
Okay. Maybe he didn't have chemo, but he
can't say that.
He was there for years and never grew hair.
As a kid, that might be. He might have alopecia.
If he had alopecia, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Can I take that back?
Because he had no eyebrows either.
He didn't have eyebrows.
You can make alopecia jokes. You can't really make cancer jokes.
I'm not gonna make no alopecia joke.
So you gonna make cancer jokes, not alopecia jokes?
No. I didn't make a joke. I just said what he looked like. I thought he was a chemo patient.
Speaking of that, because this one little nigga played for the Celtics and got no fucking eyebrows either. So the Boston Celtics.
Shout out to the champs, my team.
Allegedly are NBA champions.
Allegedly?
Mm-hmm.
How is that alleged? You watched it. I watched it. They got four games, just like the Lakers when they won, and they won their four games. They got that big round thing at the end, the trophy.
It's not like the Lakers.
You're right, because we did it more times now. Ooh, burn.
That's nasty work. You know my problem with that, though?
That's nasty work.
My problem with that is y'all won a majority of y'all championships when there was only like eight fucking teams in the league. Y'all ran the 60s. Let's go from 74-1 and see what kind of work y'all did. We got 10 of them things from 74
Congrats.
To now. Y'all niggas win one every 10, 12, 15 years.
Who won the last one? Us.
Denver.
That's all that matters. It's what have you done for me lately?
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Our last one was in 2008, right when I graduated from high school. You know, that was a momentous occasion for me and Anthony.
That was awful. It was awful for me then.
Yeah.
When I was in grad practice here in Beat LA Chance, that shit bothered me. And let's go Boston. You know, all right, I'm going to get to the bottom. I'm going to speak on this, man. You as a Black Celtics fan, maybe you can teach me something here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just struggle to understand Black people who root for teams from Boston because they don't fuck with us.
Yeah, fair. Pops was a Celtics fan. I got grandfathered in.
Okay,
but
that's right.
I can be honest, I've worked in Boston. I've been to Boston a bunch of times. I absolutely hate the city.
Mm-hmm.
They got good food. I understand why people like it. I do not. I can't get past the cold, you know, because I'm from the Pope for real.
But you're a little different, though. If your pop, like, when you say my pops was a Celtics fan, that's all I need to hear.
Yeah, you know.
Like, that's all right. That makes sense. It's just the people who hopped on this bandwagon when KG and Ray Allen got
I was with us when we was losing.
Yeah, see, if you was there when Antoine Walker was doing shimmy and shit.
Bruh.
All right, cool.
I had a number 8 jersey.
Yeah,
like,
see?
I was there. When we sucked, I remember it.
And
it's been rough watching us get to the finals every year, damn near, and not finish it.
Yeah. So I get it. It just for me, like, as a Lakers fan, I hate Boston.
He wants to know
anyway.
What your origin story was.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate Boston.
It's not good. I'm a Kobe fan. I hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
Still do.
It's fair. We love the hate. We love that. We live off that. I feel like the Lakers are one of the most hated franchises in sports, and I love that.
They're like the Cowboys of the NBA. Because it's either you love the Cowboys or you like the rest of the world and you hate them.
That's fair. But you know, for me, I hate the Cowboys because of the fans. It ain't really even the Cowboys.
Bruh, they have the most annoying fans
and they
on
won
the planet.
Shit, them niggas that won shit in like
how about them boys? I don't know. You tell me because y'all ain't doing shit.
Like, at least with Georgia, like, we stressed every year was our year with Georgia, but we finally got some.
Yeah.
Like, they keep it a boat. Georgia should have won a natty last year.
Yep.
They took it from. They put us in there. We won another one.
Yeah.
And probably about to win another one this year.
No, we're definitely going to bring
it. So is you know what I'm saying? So it's like Georgia's a little different. Kirby got that shit humming.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he got a thing going on all cylinders. The recruitment's going crazy.
Kirby just had two niggas is decommitted from USC. Both niggas from Georgia.
Hey.
Five star niggas.
They realize that I gotta go back home. Boy, home about to be lit.
But they just had a big weekend in Georgia recruiting wise. Last week, all of a sudden, 9 niggas decommitting from USC.
Choo, 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 choo.
Don't worry about it. Let Kirby talk to you.
Where
you going? USC?
Choo.
Can you come to Athens next weekend?
Shoot your email.
Yeah, man. I got something for you. The boys got to stop all that racing, man. That's
it. Yeah. But it's dogs till I die.
Yeah. That's what
racism is just a part of the American story. Yeah. It just is what it is. You know, it's going to come.
See,
with
and
it.
The thing, too, is that niggas.
But I mean, I get it. I hate niggas, too.
And niggas is perfect. I do. I can't stand niggas. What's it? Niggas and flies. Niggas and flies. Can't get rid of them.
Listen,
niggas and flies. So salute. I understand that, right? I hate niggas too. I just can't fuck with people that hate niggas. It's not niggas.
Yeah, like I have a reason to hate them. They my pope. And when we do shit, I be like, all right, bro, come on now. I want better for us.
And I, yeah, cause see, people like, folks don't like niggas that never dealt with niggas. See, I dealt with niggas, and that drives my hate.
I get it.
Like, I can't stand y'all. Can't stand y'all. Stop coming to people cookouts with a bottle and try and take the bottle back home with you. I don't like that. Little shit, man. Little shit. Do it right.
It's the little things. Do it right. Mama ain't raised you right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, man. Catch Tank Davis fight.
Said what?
Did you catch the Tank Davis fight?
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, shit.
Unk be tired.
Okay.
Cut it on. Was about to watch it. Next thing I knew, it was Sunday.
Ooh. I've done that before. I've done that before.
Now, when I saw the replay and stuff like that, I was like, I'm actually glad I didn't spend $75 for this because Martin got mollywopped. Yeah. It was pretty one-sided.
It was. He held it down for the first four rounds. He held it down for the first round. First half of the fight, he had it.
He was fighting for his life in the first four rounds.
He was. He lost his tank. And he said that. He lost his strategy. I think it's crazy that you get knocked the fuck out. Well, two things. Mm-hmm. One, don't knock me out and not come to you doing the backflip off the top rope.
Bruh.
Don't play with me because now I got to shoot you.
Nah, for real.
But number two, don't let me get knocked out and then after the knockout, you bring a little TV. Show me. So tell me what happened here. Huh? So you were doing so well. And it looked like Tank caught you with an uppercut and came with a left hook, right? So what were you thinking? I don't know. Clearly, I wasn't thinking. Nigga knocked me the fuck out like that.
His head was scrambled.
God damn. I don't remember.
Couldn't think nothing.
Is that me?
That's what he was asking himself on the way down.
Yeah, that nigga, like, he thought he was at a grocery store. He didn't know what the fuck going on. Everyone knew what the fuck going on, boy. Frank was hurt.
Thought everybody was supposed to eat the chips. Like, what?
Yeah, nigga, we ain't got no snacks in this bitch.
Got hard time tasting salt in his mouth. Like, when y'all boys got some Lays?
Yeah, that nigga woke up. Y'all niggas get ready. We got church. Why is everybody just standing around?
Side note, the Chrome Heart outfit that Tank had on was hard.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah.
You're different, my boy.
Yeah.
That was real different.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Tank, man. Tank really all we got left, man.
Pretty much.
Well, not him and Bud. I fuck with Bud. Bud Crawford does too.
Bud all right.
But Tank entertaining, man. Tank be fucking with niggas. I like Tank, man. See, I grew up a Tyson fan.
Real regular. Yeah. Mediocre.
Yeah.
I said, bro, this man's a character.
Nah, I like shit niggas talking about something. I don't know nothing about him. One thing we got in common is that bitch he got.
Now we got to fight.
Hey, yo, I say, hey Tank.
Chill out. You trying to make this man slap you.
Hey, then they get mad. Tank do a little, he mad. Look, I let out Tank. Yo, Tank is a menace.
Why? He really is.
Yeah, Tank.
Why are you agitating the man,
bro?
Yeah,
stop.
Stop poking him.
Yeah, talking about one thing we got in common is that bitch he got over there. Why she catches strays?
Being somebody that normally catches strays from the people he love, I felt sorry for her. I probably deserve the strays I be catching. My partners be throwing strays at me all the time just because I'm in the area. But you know, whatever. I'm used to it.
You did this last time we all got together. I feel like everybody catch strays.
Yeah. I just catch the majority, though.
Okay.
Built for it.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know.
But you shoot, though.
I definitely shoot.
And that's why you catch strays. But like, you can't complain about catching strays.
I don't shoot unprompted, though.
Fair.
That's why, I mean, you only get to hang out two or three times a year because you'll instigate, throw the alley, and then I'm going to dunk it because I am not mature.
I'm going to gas that shit up.
Every time.
I'm pumping that gas, man. 93 coming through now. I got you.
Throw it up. Ah, here we go.
Here we go. Hall, you heard that shit?
Nah, what he said? Da-da-da-da. I know you fucking lying.
I know you fucking lying. Who said that?
He said that? Get him.
I'm the king of them boys. Them boys said that shit.
Not them boys. Fuck them.
Them boys. That nigga over there, shit. Some folks say. You heard that shit from me, cub. I told you, my nigga, I can't let you go out like that. You ain't got to say that. Nah, fuck that. Why? All
right.
I always begin gassing shit up. Prime instigator. She used to tell my mama that shit. You know, Miles just instigates a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do.
Okay.
And that's fine. You always can fight.
I just want justice. It's not instigating. I just want justice. Wait, you shouldn't be able to get that.
What
off.
Is this justice you want?
Because you shouldn't be able to get certain shit off. Like, somebody should be able to say something about somebody else and they don't know about it.
That's real.
So I'm gonna get justice for you.
Remember hey, right here, y'all, talking behind their back. But you heard it. What he said about you, boy.
You heard that shit. You dap that nigga up. You know what nigga said? I wouldn't let no nigga say no
shit. I wouldn't let him talk about me like that.
But niggas different. Hey man, you choose peace. You know it's very, very mature. You.
I'm not that mature.
See, I get niggas they props for being mature.
I be trying to go to hell with it.
See, send me.
I'm sending a nigga to the heavenly father.
You know what I'm saying? What do you think heaven is?
Huh?
You think y'all go to church every Sunday in heaven?
Do you think they go to church every Sunday in heaven? Nah. I feel like every day is probably church in heaven. They ain't tired.
Every day?
I don't know.
Think about it. If you in heaven, you gotta praise the Lord. I mean, you feel me?
You definitely have to.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm living my life right because I want to go to heaven. But the more I think about heaven, I just wonder like how much fun is heaven?
I know it look good.
It look great.
And then the alternative is trash. Fire and brimstone don't do nothing for me. It's hot in Savannah in July.
That's fact.
It ain't nothing like being gone from home and you mess around and come back to Savannah during the summertime. You're like, oh, I'm not built for this no more.
I feel like hell
is We used to play outside in that.
I feel like hell is a pool party with no pool.
Full of fire?
Yeah, pool full of fire. Pool full of fire. But if you don't get in the water, you might be all right.
Shut up.
I'm just... That's why I feel. Not that I want to go to hell or nothing, but you know what I'm saying?
Woo!
It's just thinking.
I seen the post the other day. It said spending $20,000 on a funeral for a nigga that's going to hell is insane.
That's insane. If I know you're going to hell, don't count me. I'm not putting it into your GoFundMe. I never donated to a GoFundMe of a nigga I know that was either a trash ass nigga or a nigga I know is going to hell. I know you dead. I get it. I'm sorry, but nah, I ain't got nothing for you, champ.
The reality is he already there.
You feel me?
Like, and I don't even want to be in a like funeralized and all that stuff. Like, I don't want to be in the ground or none of that. Like,
you don't personally.
Nah, you can cremate the kid. Spend all that money to make me maggot food.
You know what I think? What I want to get. I saw this shit not too long ago. Actually, they cremating people, and they putting you in like little pieces of jewelry, like little parts of something, and they could wear you. Get that to like my kids and shit, and they better wear it. If they don't, I'ma haunt their asses.
What your fucking? Necklace? I don't want my daddy dust around my neck.
Put it on.
Can't.
You want your daddy money? Don't worry about it. Don't tell you what. Wear the necklace, I'll leave you out the will. How about that? Don't worry about it. You ain't got to do shit. Shit get different, right? Niggas always want something for nothing. Don't worry about it. Niggas just an entitlement. Don't worry about it.
Nah, leave them actual jewelry and something like that. But like,
I am.
Jewelry a necklace with the dust in it is crazy.
Mm-hmm. This is me.
Who wants that?
Carry me around.
Carry in my heart. No, mm-hmm. Not around my neck.
And give my wife a chastity belt. And bury me with the key.
It's my coochie.
My coochie.
In the afterlife so and this life.
When you die, you come find me and I unlock it. Sounds like a plan. It's a good idea. It's a good idea, boo. Thanks, boo.
Chastity belt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Again, leave me with the key. You think that's a good idea? What's she doing with that?
At this point, the coochie old. Ain't nobody hitting it but
Lord,
me.
Yeah, Lord Williams, old coochie. Don't nobody want it anyway. I just want you out here embarrassing yourself trying to give it to somebody. Niggas telling you no. Yo, what do you do if you find out your partner cheating on you in the deal?
Gotta blow the dust off the box.
Yo, what do you do if you find out your partner cheating on you or trying to cheat on you but ain't nobody biting?
At that point, you just have to accept the fact that nobody wants your bitch but you. And you need to look in the mirror and be like, hey, why do I want you?
Your bitch and everybody DMs and all the niggas bucking.
Bro, that's crazy.
That's insane.
That, ooh.
You know, that's insane.
That ooh, you looking good today. Too bad you're not. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. What's she doing tonight? Nothing with you.
Yo. Your joint is busted. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You can't be a bitch don't nobody want. Well, I mean, I guess you could. You'd probably be happier that way.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's peaceful, but shooting your shot and nobody receiving it is probably painful.
You gotta have somebody rebound that ball. Somebody gotta rebound for you.
Not if everybody good on it.
That's fair. Everybody, yeah. I don't know, man. That's tough. That's tough. That's tough.
I think I'd much rather have deal with the situation of her cheating than, like, the attempt. That's kind of like a failed suicide attempt. Like, you tried to off yourself and it didn't work. Like, that has to be, like, embarrassing as hell.
Like, you jump out of a building and you just break your leg.
Now everybody think you dumb.
Yeah, now you just dumb. And you got to deal with all the suicide shit.
Are you okay?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They asking all the questions. You can't leave. They got you fucking
Definitely can't leave.
You handcuffed to the bed because you might wild again.
Now your mama got to live in a ranch style house because she know two stories. You might do some wild shit.
24/7 supervision and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They move all the sharps out.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, why are we 25 and your mama got plastic plates in here?
Try to cut a snake with a butter knife?
Yesterday.
Take all day.
Judge me.
Yeah, I need that shit too. Actually, shit was miserable.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this is the ghetto.
Yo, listen, people's
the
like,
steak not even tough. I'm like, it's the fork. It's the knife that's not doing the job.
I just couldn't find the sharp ones. And people was like, I mean, there's something in there. I had a butter knife. And I argued, I got it. Here I am rocking the whole fucking table.
Bruh, literally.
Stupid ass nigga. Fucking dumb.
About to tear my damn rotator cuff trying to cut that steak with a butter knife.
Man, fuck it. Being dumb is fun sometimes. I don't care.
We did a lot of dumb shit coming up, and we had a great time.
I enjoy being stupid. I enjoy being stupid sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
The hell I rose through overcoming faith always. I ain't ashamed. I still feel like I got to ask Pastor Rick. I feel like I have the all-time record for the name, for the amount of times my number was paged on that wall.
For sure.
For sure. Come get me.
You never stay in class.
I was so wild that after a while, my mom just stopped taking me to children's church.
Miss Sonya was sick of you.
Yeah, just bring your ass over here. Don't even bring him over here.
I remember when Miss Sonya used to hoop with us. She low-key had a little jump shot.
Miss Sonya was my dog, man. She was good people, man. I ain't seen her in a long time.
She all right. Yeah. She's doing well. Mm-hmm. She can't hoop no more, though.
No.
No.
Okay. That's fair.
Her hooping days are over.
It's over with. All right. Say less. Do you see our favorite football player, Terrell Lewis, run off on the plug?
Oh, my goodness.
This is my favorite story of the summer.
Literally.
Because I never have, like, purchased coochie.
Mm-hmm.
But I always said, like, how does this transaction work in, like, today's time? Like, am I just cash apping you? Is it Zelle? Like, I'm just giving you the money. Is it up front? Like, because I would feel a way about paying you for coochie and then get the coochie and the coochie trash. Like, can I send the coochie?
I think they have to get the money. And this is a clear indication of where if you out here selling coochie, you better get your money up front or at least a deposit on it up front because
it got to be a deposit. Because what if I don't like it? Like, can I send the coochie back to the kitchen?
That's the other side of that.
You know what I'm saying?
Paying for coochie and it don't pop is insane.
That's crazy. I don't want that on my jacket.
Like, and I don't think coochie come with a receipt, so you can't return it.
Can't return that shit.
Uh-uh, taking this back.
And think about it, what you gonna stop mid-stroke. I'm like, you know what?
You know, like, actually, ma'am, the box is trash, and I didn't really eat much of it. So
I wanted medium. I wanted my coochie medium. This coochie is well done.
And ran.
Take it back.
Can I see the manager?
Yeah, please bring
the manager out here. Please. Who's the coochie manager? Because this ain't it.
Is there anything I can help you with? No, you can't help me with anything. I need a manager. I don't talk to anybody else but a fucking manager.
Nah, for real.
Please.
Dang. Please. But yeah, buddy ran off on that thing.
The ball ran off. She was behind him. He must sign her.
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say, they got Saquon. They should have picked her up because she ran about a 4-4 down that hallway.
That motherfucker took off down that hallway. I wonder how much it was. Terrell Lewis isn't somebody I know, so I don't think he's like
a high-paid football player.
Yeah, so maybe he just ain't had it.
I don't think that was no $40 coochie, though.
No.
The way she took off after him, she must have owed him.
No. She wanted that. She was caked up, though.
That's the next part I was about to say. The cheeks was
cheeking.
Sound like she had on flip flops running down the street.
She was barefoot.
I said, oh snap!
Yeah, like who was clapping? For her?
Who is this clapping?
Round of applause! Yeah, hello. Girl, get your way. That's her ass.
Literally
cakes.
I was like, woo.
Yeah, she is different.
She definitely had some cheeks on her.
Yeah, she did. That was,
and she had her butt tatted. You know, I'm a sucker for her ass tatted. I ain't even gonna hold you. Don't let that tat go from your spine down to your ass. Oh my God.
Yo, you know what I'm a sucker for? Speaking of that, it's like the tat, like in the middle of the,
in between the boobs.
Ooh, that gets me.
Cause I know it hurt. Yeah. I said, oh, you can take pain.
And I ain't gonna hold you. It's something about they gotta be classy, but like, not classy, but it gotta be a nice tattoo. It's something about like forearm tats that's starting to get to me a little bit.
Because you ghetto. Man said, nah, I want her to have a Mother Teresa on her, yeah, her forearm.
Something classy. Put me on there.
It'd be the little hidden tattoos that you don't be knowing about. The little, oh, well, hello there.
It's a new
look. Didn't see that there. Didn't expect it.
It's a new trend of them putting women tatting their niggas' names like in like the cuff on the bottom of their ass cheek, like right across there. I need that. I'll pay for it.
I ain't even going to hold you. That might be
hard. I'll pay for that. Shit hard. Because see, like the thing is when they wear like bathing suits and shit like that, you can see it.
Oh.
That shit hard. That shit tough.
See, Broderick in his younger days immediately was thinking about, shit, I done hit a couple joints with some other nigga named tattooed on it. Mm-hmm. I nut on the tattoo intentionally.
I aim for it. I aim for
intentionally.
It.
Intentionally.
I aim at it.
Boom!
Bop. That's your hoe? That's my hoe too.
She ours.
Our bitch. Truth be told, she's still yours. I don't
even know. I just wanted to borrow.
Yeah, I just wanted to borrow. I just need it for...
You can have her back.
17 minutes is all I need.
17? Oh, you're an all-star.
Yeah, you know, sometimes. Put a henny in.
Oh, nah.
Nowadays? Shit, I get the best 7, 8. That shit be seeming like such a long time.
Bruh, what?
It be seem like so long until you... Yo, it be funny, like, if you look at it, you just glance at a clock.
You can't do that.
When you start and then you go, you do it and you look back.
You'll be depressed. At how
3 minutes. I just knew I was drilling it for 30. I knew I was drilling for at least 10. It was the time of her life.
What?
Mm-hmm. Don't take much.
Like, boy, what? That was a commercial break.
Yeah. Quick. Why? Come here, Prince. Get this shit off. Sure, halftime. We got in and out. We done got real in quick. And out, wiped off, and laid back down. And the game ain't game. Come on, man.
What you telling?
Mm-hmm.
Good times, niggas don't beat their meat no more. That's really what the problem is. You got to get to know yourself. Because don't nobody know me like I know me.
That's a fact. I know what's going to happen next. Don't do that. Don't do that. You won't last. Don't do that.
Don't do. Hey.
Move your hand. Move your hand. Don't touch that. Oh, see.
Now you got to deal with
mess. Now we done made a mess. See, I told you. I told you. Don't touch me right there.
You didn't listen.
Hard head. Soft ass.
Very soft ass at that.
And so, well, speaking of hard heads, man, these women are going and paying $11.11 for Chris Brown to grip their ass cheeks, knowing they got a nigga.
All right.
We thought Usher was bad.
Bruh, I thought Usher was a menace. This man, Breezy, you can't even, I can't fault him.
Right.
I'm not mad at him.
Right. Of course not.
I'm mad at the niggas that's paying the money to send a bitch to him.
You think it's a nigga paying?
Bruh. That man who fiance, he's single now. God bless his soul. He paid for that trip and sent her out there for Breezy.
I'm going to say this. I will say this to shoot the lady some bell. If you, because we saw these meet and greets before, right?
Yeah.
If you paying for your old lady to go to this meet and greet, and you get mad at the pictures that come back, that's on you, champ. Because you know what this was. You knew what it was. You know what it was.
You signed up for it.
Right? Yeah, you signed up for it. Now, if she's footing the bill on her own and wilding.
Y'all broke up while she was on that trip. You just might as well just send her a single just in case Breezy knock your girl down.
Right.
And then let her come back home. Mm-hmm. But don't tell her, tell her don't pop it for free, though.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing too. Like,
we gotta
be honest about your situations. Like, bro, you just gotta let that shit go. Like, you gotta go. Cause see, what's gonna happen is you're gonna get goofy. If you stay with her, you're gonna get goofy. Like, what's like? Kiki
you ain't
Palmer,
gonna be able to deal
like,
with
like,
it.
Like Keke Palmer, nigga. Like, right? Like, you just gonna get goofy.
Oh, bro, we ain't even heard from him since that happened. Cause he looked outlandish.
Insane by the time
you're a mom. Help me, sir.
You feel me? Like,
that ain't got nothing to do with the price of a cup of tea in China.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you're a mom. Okay, she's a mom. Now what?
And what?
What's your point? What did she do?
Now I ain't gonna hold you now. I did get my wife tickets to the Usher concert in Atlanta in August or September, one of them. It's sometime late in the fall or whatever. We've already had that understanding. I was like, hey, bro.
Don't
be out here looking crazy, but if you do, get my student loans paid.
You know what I'm saying?
Make it make sense.
But I think you're safe because I feel like the Vegas residency was a little more intimate. Like they'll put like even people that
Usher could have took her upstairs.
He went down and into the crowd. Yeah. We always went to the same.
You
section.
Ain't going down there in State Farm Arena.
Yeah,
you might not make it back.
Ain't coming back up. Okay, you're from Atlanta. I don't care. You are from Atlanta. It don't matter. It don't matter. What's another place your girl can't go by herself? Or if she goes, she going. Let's not say by herself, but what's another place if your girl wanted to go alone that y'all got to have a conversation before she goes?
Target.
Okay. Tell me why.
Bruh. Because niggas not stupid. You know what's going on. It's either going to cost you some money or cost you your girl as a whole. Because on Saturdays, between the hours of about 10 and 3, it's ugly enough. It ain't nothing but talent in Target. And I'm going to put it like that. So if you got you see your girl walking out the door, she says she going to Target. She got them yoga pants with no drawers on, some Nike slides or something like that with them white toes out, and that messy bun that we all a sucker for. Yeah, you better put your clothes on and go with her.
Put your shoes on, bro. I know it's Saturday. I know this one of your days off, bro. Mm-mm. I know. But she going to ask if you want to come with her. You going to say no.
You going to say no.
Because you tired. You want to just chill. I get it, but I.
Mm-mm. Because Jonathan is up there looking for somebody who needs some help, Nate.
Man, listen, that nigga's going to help her get some shit off the top shelf. All right. Next thing you know, he ordering that. You know, next thing you
next
know,
thing
he ordering,
paying for your Target order.
You know what I'm saying?
And now she at brunch on Sunday.
Sending edible arrangements and arranging things as edible. Come on.
Hey.
Come on.
That's one for the books. That's sending edible arrangements and arranging for things that's edible.
Man, listen here,
right.
Man. Ever since Glorilla told us that at the end of the day, they going to win, I had all kind of them. Adam came out with all kinds of shit. Cause listen, if the grass ain't green, how the fuck is going to grow? Huh? Sun ain't going to shine, the sky ain't blue. Talk to me now. Come on now. Maybe
you
have
these written down, these boobyisms?
Nah, but I'm putting them in a book. Put them in a book. Ain't what mom got. Dad formations. I'm with boobyisms.
Man. Larilla, my little ghetto girl crush, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Mm. She's handsome as shit.
She is.
But
handsome.
I wanna.
She's a little mannish, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's like in a cute way, though.
Yeah, a little tomboy.
Yeah, like kind of like how people always laugh at me. I'm like, bro, Teyana Taylor is the baddest bitch that's handsome. She's the handsomest, baddest, bad bitch I've ever seen in my life.
Ugliest bad bitch I've ever seen in my life. Ugliest baddie I've ever seen in my life.
What? She hurt handsome ass.
Ugly as hell, but fucking gorgeous. It's crazy. Pretty little boy. Pretty little boy. Nah, shout out to Tiana, man. I gotta watch what I say on here. At some point this podcast is gonna blow up and I want Tiana to come on here and she gonna remember that.
We said she was a bad bitch though.
He just said she's a bad bitch. She's for sure a bad bitch.
Yeah.
I be trying to
just say she's handsome.
You know, here's one thing, right? Cause I didn't get the whole story, but I feel like the reason her and Iman broke up was due to infidelity, right?
But they was already freaked out. You ain't got to
cheat
I thought
when
was you
crazy.
Already got, you know, but, that situation where.
But I feel like in this shit, right, because we see these situations in relationships and you look at the woman and niggas who may not know enough or be experienced enough will fall into that, well, how would you cheat on blank? How can you cheat on blank, right?
Yeah.
My man, Emi Udoka, who fumbled with the bag for the Celtics. Couldn't control the horny. Went and fucked the owner's wife, but was cheating on Nia Long.
Yeah.
Right? And you say, how can you cheat on Nia Long? I feel like we got to stop asking that question. That's not the question to
ask. Because the reality of it is behind every bad bitch is some nigga that's sick of her shit.
Man, listen, Joe Budden has literally a lyric, and the lyric says, for every bad bitch, it's a nigga tired of fucking her.
Mm.
Behind every single one. So for me, I feel like we got to debunk that. This is the place to do it. Like, stop thinking just because this woman is beautiful. The same way y'all may find a nigga that y'all feel like is whatever, and you say, not really my type. I ain't gonna lie, some of y'all hoes annoying.
Yeah, a lot of y'all like unpleasant, not fun, and not fun to be around.
That's a bar, because a lot of y'all just ain't fun to be around. And at the end of the day, all we want is a good time.
Literally.
That's it. I want to enjoy being around. I want to be able to enjoy being around my girl. Like, fuck everything else.
Right.
Like, I want to be with you, and I enjoy the shit. I don't want to go out somewhere, and we arguing. I don't want to question if I even want to go somewhere with you.
Like in every facet, we just have fun.
Yeah, like let's just have a ball. Like let's go to a bar, get some drinks, get drunk, come home. Let's fuck. Like let's
that's
all
a
I
good time
do.
To me.
Simple. Simple things, man. I'm a simple man. Like, that's all I want. I don't ask for much.
That ain't a big request.
It ain't. Just fucking chill. Why are we beefing over fucking mimosas? Huh? Why are we arguing about this? Why are we beefing over the ride to the fucking bar? Like, we ain't got it yet. It's a problem.
Already?
Turn this motherfucker around.
Like, how we showed up with the attitude? We could have stayed in the house for this.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you? Telling you, man.
There ain't no recovering from that.
Come on, man.
It's hard.
Can't shine.
It is what it is.
Can't shine, won't turn on the lights.
Okay, I quit. Can't shine, won't turn on the lights.
Man, listen. Last thing I wanted to get to, man, is Juneteenth, man. We didn't get a chance to talk about that yet. Juneteenth. Today, actually, we're recording on Juneteenth.
Black Power,
Nigga Independence Day.
yeah. Since we mentioned that, went to the liquor store. I'm in North Carolina.
Yeah, talk about it.
And I had to work today, which is trash because it's a holiday
already.
But the state recognizes the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
The liquor store is closed. How the hell we gonna celebrate freedom and can't even get a libation?
Yeah.
Like, I can understand it. Like, Hennessy was on sale or something like that.
Should be.
Yeah.
Hennessy should be on sale. I don't think y'all racist. Put Hennessy on sale.
Yeah.
And here's my thing.
Liquor store closed.
If you gonna do that, that's fine. Close the store. But maybe set up like a little booth for us to come grab a little, you know, little black drinks.
Something.
You know what I'm saying? Give me something.
That was not it. Pulled up to the ABC and I was like, oh.
That's the one thing I got used to in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna hold you.
Like, no liquor on Sunday.
Trash.
Except for wine.
Trash.
Everything closes early as hell.
Trash.
Like, the liquor store closing at 9 should be a crime.
It is.
I was like, what?
I don't even know what I'm doing till 9.
Literally. No, I'm like, getting my bottle to go back home to prepare for whatever I'm going to do that night at 9 o'clock.
You making me commit to going out at 8 o'clock should be a crime,
bruh.
That's like,
don't force
that's
me. This is America.
That's entrapment.
Got to.
Don't make me do this.
All right, y'all boys. 8:34. Hurry up. We got to catch the liquor store. What?
But I ain't gonna lie though. I remember the first time I came up here and we had a section. And I realized that if you get a section in Carolina
and they put your bottle in jail,
and they put your bottle in jail, they put a lock on the fucking bottle.
Don't.
And we had to get a bartender
started
to come pour our drinks.
My gosh.
When I tell you,
I'm not a child,
bruh.
I don't need you policing my liquor that I bought.
In true movie fashion, I finesse the system.
Fair.
Finesse the system. I just got her to pour us a bunch of shots. Just pour. Give me like 10 shots real quick.
Yeah.
Cool. Pour it up. Now we in the non batty making drinks. I got it, babe. Don't worry about it.
Because this is ridiculous. Like, I don't need you policing my alcohol intake. I bought the bottle.
Pay $400 for the bottle for you to tell me when I can drink it.
Literally. And then when the service off, you gotta wait on them to come back around and all that other shit. Like, nah, bruh.
Nah.
Uh-uh.
Ass. But yeah, nah, that's definitely something I get used to, man. But one thing we do gotta realize, a few different things. Number one, there's actually a flag for Juneteenth, right?
Really?
Yes, and the flag is red, white, and blue because we are American, and this is a freedom that happened in America, all right? So y'all going and getting these shirts and shit, because we need to be factual, right? And the reason why we need to be factual in Juneteenth is because if we're not, we leave room for it to become a joke.
Yeah.
Right? Almost similar to Independence Day for Mexico, right? Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican.
It's not Mexican. It's in September.
It is. But
like, let's stop it.
Getting our Spanish friends, they'll tell you it's not Independence Day. Y'all just made that shit up. Like, that's it was a battle.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's not Independence Day. We were still dealing with shit. Right? Like, but I get it. Whatever.
Give
y'all,
us free.
Yo, yeah, exactly. Have a blast, whatever. Like, go to the bar, get some tequila poured in your mouth. Whatever.
Yeah.
I did that one time. Never did it again. A few years ago. Me usually with me. He'll tell y'all about it. That bitch was dancing on the seat, fine too. You dance on top of that bar.
Pour that ball in your mouth.
Yeah, like Chris Bosh. Remember the finals? Chris Bosh did a little shit. In the
I
finals.
Ain't gonna hold you. The one time I had a bottle poured in my mouth was at King of Diamonds, but that's because she had the Ciroc bottle between her butt cheeks.
Ooh.
Yeah, I ain't been right ever since.
Well, I still do that today.
I ain't gonna hold you. If they hadn't closed it, that little ball head thing, I'd see her again.
I never forget. We went
that little fuzzy
that
tennis ball.
Yeah,
ooh, Jesus. I don't want a penny back. You hear me?
Yeah, it is.
I have no issue telling y'all that I legitimately spent 2 refund checks from my school year in that one night.
I never forget that time we went to King of Diamonds on spring break and we
bumped best into, night of my life.
We bumped into Black China. Whew, my God. I never forget.
My God today.
I was like, my God today. Listen, I'm down to my last $50.
Here.
You see, got it all here, baby.
Here.
And the funny part about it, right, is that me and Scrap were standing next to each other and we said, hey, done spending fucking money in this shit. Tired of this shit. Fuck it. We done for the night. Cool. Agreed. We're going to touch and agree. Mm. So, Scrap standing next to me, right? So he say that, cool. I look off. I look back. Scrap is gone. Fuck Scrap go. Whatever.
In the back.
I look to my left, and there's a young lady, a little shorter than me, gorgeous. Only to find out later on that evening, that was actually Black China. But I knew she was different. So at KOD at that time, right, lap dances was $20.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the lap dance was you didn't have to actually give them your dub. Like, they would come to whatever booth y'all was in. As long as you threw out $20,
yeah,
straight, they were picking the money up and counting it. Like, oh no, you owe me five. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. I thought I threw it out, right? And also, when they dance and throwing out 20 singles, it actually feels like a lot of money, right?
It does.
Especially back then when niggas was like 21. It felt like a lot of money. I think I was actually 20 at the time. Yeah, because we went in March. I turned 21 in April.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But we had a finesse, I went in. Anyway, gave him my last $50. And when I say my last, I don't mean my last $50 for that night. That was the last $50 I had in my
bank. For the trip.
Because I went to fucking, God, first of all, I went to Miami $300.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That was a dry run.
Yeah. We know.
We all have learned that lesson, though, in Miami. Like, all right, this shit's actually really expensive to, like, exist.
And here, you know what's funny is I learned budgeting because actually I did well for myself. I fucked up because we went to this little fancy-ass restaurant on Ocean.
That's where you messed up.
And I even was cheap. I ordered a burger, but the burger was like $30.
Yeah. Nope.
And that's what threw my budget off because after that, we was at Wendy's doing 4-4-4s. Running that shit up.
Out of town eating a 4-4-4 is crazy.
In Miami, of all places, eating a 4-4-4.
Shit, I think the cheapest place to eat on Ocean Drive is probably like Johnny Rockets.
Yeah, I'm about to say Johnny Rockets, yep.
Who should be ashamed for even still being open. That thing fuck your stomach up every time.
Feel like shit right after.
Boy. Oh my goodness. Oh, it will take you toed down.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that was my KOD story. But yeah, so like I said, so Juneteenth has a flag. It's red, white, and blue. So stop with the yellows and the reds and the greens and the blacks. This is not summer Kwanzaa, y'all. Cut that shit out. Blow the candles out. Stop all the goofy shit.
Stop saying emoji.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like cut out. It's June, baby. We got six more. We only halfway there. Give us some time. We'll be there in a minute. But this is not summer Kwanzaa.
But sitting here thinking about it, like having a flag representative of your oppressor who you got freedom from is like another form of like oppression. Like why would the flag be red, white, and blue? I'm today is old finding out that the Juneteenth flag, one, is a Juneteenth flag. Two, that the flag is red, white, and blue. And I'm over here like, why did we do that?
Valid. But you know the thing is, what color you gonna make it?
I don't know.
Cause we on shit.
That's real.
Niggas don't know where they from anyway.
That's
real. I ain't gonna front. I got a whole thing that we gotta stop. We don't have to stop, but we have to recognize that they did their job. They did what they set out to do, right?
Yeah.
We don't know where we from.
We are a displaced people.
You could do your ancestry and let them tell you that they gonna tell you you're Nigerian no matter what. You're gonna be Nigerian. All right. It doesn't matter. You're gonna be Nigerian. That's number one.
Somebody's West African.
Exactly, right? That's part one. So you gotta realize that. So we have to understand that we are Black Americans.
Yeah.
Unless you can directly trace, right, where you from, we Black Americans. And that's okay. Because Black American culture runs the world anyway. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all right.
Yeah. What Rico say? You tough.
Tough nigga. Yeah. Yo, other part, nobody told me about North Carolina. I didn't know you couldn't go on Pornhub in North Carolina.
Oh, so I remember when I saw that come across the news, I called Mar. I said, boy, what y'all gonna do? He said, boy, Twitter got me right. Yeah, you know, I got kicked off Twitter for a long time, and I recently made my return back. I was in Twitter jail for about 10 years.
Swear.
Boy, I got kicked off of Twitter in 2010.
They just let you back?
Yes.
You must have said some salacious shit.
This was back in 2010. I was wild. Like, that the phrase Wild Weed Wednesday came from me. Like, I was on some shit back in that day. This is 2010. This is like my sophomore year of college, junior year of college. Yeah, I was wide open.
Times. Yeah, niggas was ill. I can't imagine what you said. I just think about tweets that I said back then. They had a little thing you could do at one point where you can go back and download tweets, and I fell into a rabbit hole, and I was just looking back at old shit I said, and I was wilding.
Yo.
Like, wilding. I should be jailed for some of the things I said back then.
I'm looking at some of the tweets that I've said since I've been back, and I'm over here like, see, this is what
you do still you tweet. You still tweet like 2011. I've seen some of your tweets and be like, bro, we can't say that now. Like, stop, nigga. This is not 2010. We not doing this. Look,
oh man. It's very important as you age to recognize that certain shit just ain't for you no more. Like, auntie, them hot pants cold now, baby. Put them up.
See what I'm saying? You can't do that. We can't talk about the aunties. You can't do that. I had to be me. Yeah. See, Twitter's got
to. I got to tell the truth.
See, Twitter's a little more clever now. Now, you still just want to be ratchet.
Yeah, like, yeah. Make sundress season great again. Like, y'all walk around looking like Hulk Hogan's sister in them wrestling suits. Pissing me off.
Nah, see, you can't do it. You're attacking women. They're going to tell you taking away their choice. And now you're going to be the butt of jokes for months. Got to be careful. Twitter is a very hard place to navigate if you haven't been there. You know what you are? You literally are.
I'm an immigrant.
Yeah, well, not even that. You've been institutionalized. You a nigga that just got out of jail, and now you back in the streets. You trying to do all
don't know
shit.
How to act.
Yeah, you wearing baggy jeans with Tim's and shit. You trying to find out where the FUBU and Sean John at. Like, you just trying to figure shit out.
Speaking of which, I see that their trends are going back towards, like, them wide leg pants. From those of us skinnier niggas, I'm not going back. Everything's still going to stay fitted. Nah, so, like, things, y'all man. Let that go.
Do your thing. And I'm going to be honest with
looking
you,
like, looking like Jinko.
I'm going to be honest with you, too, man. Listen, bowls are never fitted, bro. I don't care. They're not fitted. They fake. Them not bowls.
M plus FG.
Yeah.
If they tight, they not for me.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to wear them right.
That's it.
They are big pants.
That's it. That's what they were.
Utility military level jeans.
That's it. Big pants. Go do some
with a bunch of pockets.
Yeah, pull them bitches out, do some yard work, and you go fix some shit. Huh? Go fix some shit.
Go fix some shit.
You know what I'm saying? Is it for that, man? That's it. I ain't gonna front. Diddy getting wrapped up in his bullshit blew me because I for sure was about to start rocking Velour Sean John.
Bruh, I knew it was coming.
Like, man, that shit blew me.
We find that age where it'd have been like socially acceptable.
Yeah.
I was gonna find me a Velour.
I finna put that
black,
shit on.
Navy blue and a gray one. Ooh, just to get spicy.
Yeah, bro. I found the gray one. I was about to cop it. I didn't get it for some. I think the pants, some dumb shit. Like, the pants were sold out. And I was like, why I make as many pants as, I don't know, you know niggas.
That's almost like back in COVID. They tried to convince us that they was out of chicken wings, but they got plenty thighs. I said,
yo,
what?
Listen,
what
them niggas
the
saying
fuck?
There's a chicken wing shortage pissed me off so bad. Cause who are y'all fucking lying to? Don't talk to me like that.
Like, what?
Don't talk. Yeah, all we got chicken, bro. Get all the thighs. We got plenty
of
thighs over here.
It's a bunch of thick ass chickens walking around this bitch
fucking,
with no wings.
Yeah, these black lady chickens just roaming with these thick ass moist thighs.
These OnlyFans chicken.
Yeah, these fucking amputees, they ain't got no fucking arms or nothing, nigga. They just
all thighs.
Yeah, just thighs. Just roaming. You see the video of old girl that was shaking ass on the boat with no legs?
Bruh. All right. Into the deep water.
That's why they banned you from Twitter, but proceed. I know where you're going. Proceed. Do your thing.
The ass was assing. But what threw me off was, like, you know, normally be that little space between the cheek and the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You going to stop me there?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Never mind. Mm-mm. It was shaking too, though. That's all I'm putting there.
Whopping. That shit was wagging now.
It was definitely wagging. I was like,
that shit was
she done did this before. She went to twirling tricks.
And she like, don't they got little sex dolls like that? They just like the little cut off.
Now, that was the next thing I was thinking about.
That's kind of what she looked like.
You all coochie.
Yeah, she just all coochie. That shit, all right.
It probably slapped.
Probably. I ain't gonna hold you. Probably goes crazy.
I about to say, because think about it. She kind of like roll around and just be like marinating it all day, doing normal activity, like. Wrote riding from left to right, or whatever the case may be. So it just, you know, lips just slide past each other all day.
I do that if I hit a midget.
I'm scared of midgets. I couldn't do it.
I can't. It's like I'm hitting a little
midgets kid. And clowns. I am afraid of.
I just can't. This is. You know, I ain't gonna hold you. It's a midget that used to work at the Carrie Harris in Pula. She was my daughter though. She was little as fuck.
Boy,
I just put her in pickup trucks.
You'd have seen a grown man cry.
Man, listen. The funny part about it is I ran to her 4 different times in like a week span in random places, and I was in tears every time. Dog, watch this little, cause it's like, watch this little nigga following me.
I just can't trust them little people.
I like seeing midgets in grocery stores. Nifty. I just be wanting to put them in like my buggy.
You out of pocket.
I just want to push them around in my buggy.
You gonna put them inside the big part or in the little kitty part?
No, I'm putting them on the bottom. like a pack of sodas.
They doing the Superman on the bottom.
Go faster.
Do a wee.
That's what I want to do with my midget. That's what I want to do. I think we all deserve midgets, man. Get a little pet midget. It's like having a puppy.
My friends be thinking they so funny. They be sending me little midget shit on Instagram, knowing damn well I'm scared. Be pissing me off, boy.
So you scared of midgets?
Yes.
Midgets and clowns.
Midgets and clowns, boy. And God forbid it's a midget clown, you're going to see a hate crime, okay?
Ooh-wee.
I am so afraid.
I ain't never really been scared of clowns.
Man, my partner said, he said for my birthday, he gonna send me a box. And he gonna videotape him Googling where you can rent midgets.
Really?
Yes, you can rent midgets.
What's the going rate for a midget?
I don't know. I didn't look that far. I couldn't stay on the page too long. I'm scared.
Well, you can invest in midget stock.
Short sale.
Doom, doom. It's sexy. Oh shit. Ooh wee.
This stock is insane.
See, this is why. This is why. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about your little run on X on go crazy. Ain't gonna last long either.
You think so? I don't think I'm getting kicked off Twitter again. I think I'm pretty safe now because some of the other stuff that I've been seeing, it be having me like, I'm like, oh, y'all boys tripping.
Yeah. X kind of blew. You see they took likes away?
Bruh, how I'm going to know when I go looking for filth what other new filth is out there?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, don't be around here limiting me. Like, all my friends know. They be like, Roger, you should probably use the bookmarks because they just go to your likes. They're going to be like, you're filthy. Bruh, yeah. I like what I like. Yeah, it's right there. I ain't got no shame, nigga.
Hold your bookmark. My bookmarks are nasty.
Boy, and I ain't got no bookmark. You just gotta go to my likes. Mm-hmm.
Now you go on my bookmarks. We always said that was you around for Fleet Nick?
Bruh, I got on right afterwards and I was really upset, but I got sent a couple of them.
Fleet Nick was a wild place.
I heard that Fleet Nick was going crazy.
Yo, Fleet Nick went crazy. That might have been the wildest night. And this is coming from a Twitter OG. This might have been the wildest night of Twitter I've ever seen in my life.
Everybody was putting their sex tapes out and all that shit.
Oh my god. They was on that shit. Fucking.
Yeah.
Best amateur porn I've ever seen in my life.
Bruh, I like a good amateur porn.
Man, that'd be the good sex. That'd be the real fucking.
They be fucking. I'm like, I'm here for it. That'd be that
shit. I love it. Turn me up.
Love it.
Turn me up. Like, please.
Sometimes I just won't even look at it if you got an OnlyFans hand. I'm like,
I need amateur shit. I want no watermark.
Listen.
Give me that amateur shit you record with your phone. Pop me peace.
You feel?
Yeah, it is. Come on now. Hey.
But it is one group that I do really, man. That damn Mulan, Mr. and Mrs. Stroke, her coochie different. Her, like, I feel like her shit sits sideways.
It's Kaya for me.
KYA?
Yeah.
Dabba. Hop off my bitch. I'm not even about to argue with you
first,
about this.
First, let me start. Let me say something. I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm gonna tell you a secret. I was on Kaya well before y'all niggas knew about Kaya.
It's not true.
I promise you I was on Kaya well before y'all
niggas. Not true.
When she was just stripping, I was on Kaya. When she was just stripping, I was on Kaya. So you was that nigga that kept fucking peeking through the bushes, bro. Leave her alone, dog. She can't stand you. Stop.
Boy, you stop. Just cut it out.
All right.
All her content go crazy, though. Listen. I'll be here for it.
Insane. Then she had a little time. She's taking little breaks and be going for months. Oh, stop.
I'd be like, what you doing to me, bro?
What the fuck is wrong with you? But when she come back, who releases?
It'd be like a Jordan release.
Man, listen, dog.
What?
Y'all, Kaya back.
When she come back, she have ammo, too.
Do you get? Boom, listen. I ain't hold you. I gatekeep. Good ass. I seen the average. Maybe some top, but the good ones. You know what I really like about it now that we here? I really like seeing the ones that wouldn't go all the way. That's not a lot there. Like they fucking.
Bruh.
Like
Taylor. I love that transition.
Like Taylor. Yes, Lord. Taylor wasn't doing all that. You see a little wag. She doing bottles in the club. Nah.
Now she popping pussy
with it. Show them niggas you ain't scared in here.
Sure. I'm here for it.
Shake them titties, baby.
Taylor.
I step in the club, sipping me some crazy. Yo, why didn't let Miss go get that shit all the time? He came in with the dick in his hand.
Me and my little brother actually were talking about that earlier today. Yeah, I was like, nobody stopped that in the studio.
Shout out to I'm gonna fucking name Naomi Cochran. She does like the little Black Music Month, like the prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the prompts was, what is a lyric that you need an artist to explain? Immediately went to that. I need Mystical to explain to me.
I came in with my dick in my hand. Cause I'm like, you said this in a studio full of men.
I came here with my dick in my hand. Don't make me put my foot in your. Be cool. No, you be cool.
I was like, you chill out.
Mr. Dick in your hand.
Mr. Dick in your hand.
Nasty motherfucker.
What are you doing?
You raunchy bastard.
And get some soap.
Please. And some couth.
Literally.
The fuck is wrong with
like,
you?
Like, what? In what scenario does that remotely add up ever?
Disgusting.
You came in with your dick in your hand.
Didn't tell me to be cool, bitch.
What were you doing with the other hand?
You want to know?
No, I don't. Because the first hand he told me about was treacherous.
You know what's in this hand? You don't know what's in that one, huh?
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Nah, that ain't it. We need Mystical. We need an explanation.
Something. Tell me why. I don't know what you're going on, but please.
Kind of like when old boy from Blue's Clues, they popped back up and told us, you know, that he was good because he kind of disappeared on us in our childhood and we got that closure. Childhood Broderick needs to understand, Mystical, what the hell was going on with you?
Oh, that's after he was doing right now. Oh, he was high.
Oh, yeah, he was on meth.
Little white boy was on that good white. That good white.
That's like all them other childhood stars.
Yep. That's it. Just some hard white. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He probably was in rehab that whole time.
Because he probably on the bad. He probably was on the real bad.
He was on a TV show where he talked to himself for years before it was cool.
Yeah.
And definitely was on it bad.
And fucking seasonings and shit. Salt and pepper. Shouldn't he talk to a salt and pepper? What you thought was going to happen? Do a documentary on him. Y'all did him wrong.
Nah, for real.
Y'all already did him a disservice. That young boy. He knew he was.
That was a young, wholesome young man.
Mm-hmm. And I look at him. Tell me he finna go to college. Yeah, all right.
I'm like, what? Oh, you that must bitch, be a non-traditional student.
That bitch graduated, all right. All right.
From weed to white.
Goddamn cocaine conversations.
Man, listen.
You know, all right.
I was about to feel it.
In my older age, because I don't want to say old age, because I don't like speaking that kind of shit.
We not old though. We definitely not the 30-year-olds that we grew up seeing.
Nah,
when they 30. Like them niggas was old.
Somebody I saw a tweet. They were basically talking about the difference between us and them that we don't take shit serious. Like we was laughing. Like we'll be going through absolute hell and we'll go get drunk
and laugh about
and
the
laugh
shit.
About that shit. Like baby, man, you can't believe this shit. Why I got fired today? Oh, man, yeah, nigga, talk about I was still in time.
Was you still in time? Hell yeah. Ah, yeah. We'll laugh about it.
Wake up in the morning, depressed as fuck. Don't know
like,
what.
Damn.
Don't know what the fuck do.
Hey, your alarm go off for work. You like, oh, don't need this shit.
And don't let you have been a mature motherfucker. And you got the little shit where it's set. The little shit where it's set where you can like, you know, on Monday through Friday, wake me up at 6. Don't wake me up on Saturday and Sunday. Nah, I'm turning that shit off. You don't need
turn
that.
All
you don't
of
need
it
that channel. Just go to bed.
Sleep whenever.
Man, I had a little period where I wasn't working, dog. I watched Breaking Bad for days. Like, I saw the whole season or the whole series of Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad was a good show.
Rewatched The Wire. No, it's classic TV. Classic.
You have to have time though to invest in it.
Cause you gotta go back and
you gotta watch from the beginning for real.
You gotta rewind
to understand the full situation.
Yeah, it's a fact. If you don't, you're gonna be
lost as hell.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, Breaking Bad is a great show, but you need, like you said, you need time.
You need time.
You like, can't some shows you could watch and be on your phone and do whatever.
Jump in, nah.
Yeah, Breaking Bad is not one of them.
You gotta know what's going on.
Kinda like House of the Dragon. Watch House of the Dragon.
Boy.
Yeah.
So I was late to the Game of Thrones party.
Me too.
But when I got there,
My pops and my brother watch Game of Thrones. They trying to get me on for a minute, and I wouldn't fuck with it just being the nigga I am saying I don't watch no Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
And but I finally locked in, and my God,
I was like, oh, this
what have I been missing?
Good ass show.
We were very close to getting my sister-in-law to name my niece Khaleesi. Very close. Very close. The only reason she didn't do it was because we're too locked in with it. Like, why is all y'all niggas so tied to this name?
Mm.
So then she did some research and saw where the fuck it came from. Said, "You niggas, I have lost y'all fucking minds. I think I'm gonna name this after this little fire riding white girl."
That really be what blow stuff for dudes though. Yeah, when you show that you too into it, yeah, or like having too much fun.
You gotta not give a fuck.
Somebody's gonna come and ruin it.
Yeah, that's it.
Typically female.
We can never have too much fun.
Can't be.
Can't enjoy shit too much. Somebody gonna ask questions,
bruh.
Why are you so excited
about that?
Yeah, what is it about?
Can't be happy.
Why you want to go so bad? Why you keep you? That's the third time this week you done saying something about. Can't be excited about some shit.
Ever. We can't have nothing.
I mean, just normally you don't. Yeah, because normally when I get excited, you do this.
Yeah, that's why I just kind of keep it to myself.
Yeah, I just
tell the other people who are equally excited about it when you're not around. Yo, in private.
Nothing's funnier than when you talking about some shit that they feel like you should be excited about, and they're like, "Well, you're not excited. You just don't care about nothing." Nah, it ain't that. It's just the last time and the time before that.
You kind of shot me in the face.
So I just decided
I'll ease up on this one.
Keep my excitement to myself.
Or then when you don't say too much about it, it's like, well, you're not excited. Like, say you're about to go on a trip. You're not excited about your little trip. It's not there. It's to a point where legitimately, I don't pack till the night before.
Man, listen, you can't.
You can't. You look too thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Why? You packing already? You don't do that when we go somewhere.
Cause we don't go nowhere that I want
to
go.
Right. Cause I'm excited to be out this fucking house away from you
for an extended amount of time. Mm-hmm. With nobody asking me why. That's really what it is.
That's it.
It's like, yeah,
I just want to do shit with no questions.
Can I just be?
No.
No.
Impossible. Sorry.
Mm-mm. Why you want to be? I don't know. I guess I exist.
You know what? Let me get this out here before we get ourselves in trouble.
Thank you.
Because I see where this is going.
It was about to happen.
Yeah, we was right.
You know what it is? We started telling too much truth again.
Yeah, it is. You can't do that.
Nah,
it's impossible. Impossible. Get a little something, you know. It's Black Day. National Black Day. You know what was stupid? Remember that time when we all went and took screenshots of like a black screen and posted like we were really about to shake some shit up? Our dumb asses. We got to cut that shit out. That shit was dumb. That was like, I did it too.
We all did it. Because like, you're wearing black if you did. Yeah, but it's like, we're standing in solidarity. Yeah, that was like, it's Instagram.
Yeah, we're going to black out this. You know what you're doing? You still drawing fucking eyes to fucking Instagram. The main shit you said you wasn't going to do. Guess what you're doing?
Yeah.
And they laughing at you. Look at all these.
Stand in solidarity in that line and vote, nigga.
Exactly. Please. Please.
Please vote. Because
you ain't worried about Project 2025.
Bruh. Yeah. Since we already have a platform.
Yeah.
I'm begging y'all.
Yeah. Let me pause that.
Please don't for lack of a better term, don't fuck this up.
And I know what y'all are saying. I get it. Yes. I do realize.
The options suck.
I know Joe Biden doesn't know what day it is. I get it. I know. He's old. He don't know what the fuck going on. That's cool. But he is not agreeing to that shit. And that's what's important.
Yeah. And we just cannot let Donald J back up in this bitch.
We cannot. Like, I promise y'all.
He letting all his people go. Listen, he getting everybody pardons. And he gonna fuck shit up.
Listen, he's gonna tell. If you think what he did when he was there that first time was bad. And for those who don't know what the Supreme Court justices and all that shit.
They have their job till they die.
Yep. That's why you gotta work. That's why I think y'all go buy condoms now.
Hmm.
All that abortion shit, guess what? It's dead. Mm-hmm. And it's staying that way.
Plan B next.
Yep. Trying to tell you. Listen, niggas, listen.
Vote.
Listen, Uncle Boo.
Please.
I'm telling y'all. Please.
18 and up. Please.
You see y'all niggas about to get drafted, right? Well, that's not even Trump. But hey, still, vote, nigga. Just go vote.
It's not that hard.
Just go vote Democrat, man. Fuck it. Just go push blue buttons, man.
Don't stay home.
Yeah.
And don't be one of them people that I'm just gonna vote independent. Cause now that's what they want you to do. You're splitting the votes now. We need y'all just to deal with Sleepy Joe for four more years.
Tell y'all,
and then we'll hit the reset button, you know.
Let's be real. He probably won't even make it to full. Man. He'll be all right.
Yeah, that's the other side of that. Yeah. I mean, Kamala getting that seat.
Yeah, she's been chilling.
Yeah.
We don't see Kamala often.
Yeah, she playing it smart.
Yeah, she is.
Kamala on the campaign situation.
You watch Abbott.
Yeah.
Kamala kind of reminds me of Ava.
I can get behind that.
Kamala don't do shit.
Fuck it Friday.
Boy, she, I'm talking the queen of fucking
bare Friday. Minimums.
I'm talking bare minimum. I'm talking my dog don't do shit. And I ain't hating. I salute that. I don't do shit on Fridays either.
I feel it.
I support. Get your shit out, queen. You the first one in there.
Hello.
And she full black too. Like she mean, you know.
I thought, nah, she got a little Indian up in her.
Oh, well, all of us.
No, man. I ain't talking like, I'm talking, all right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she got like...
Not Native American.
Oh, like...
Yes.
Like butter chicken.
See, initially I was going to say, you know, like dot, not
yeah,
feather.
You can't say. You know, you say you can't lie to Indian women because that dot start recording.
All right, I'm going to head out.
You know what?
Don't worry about it. What?
Don't worry about it. What? Don't worry about it. When everybody crazy, you're the only one that's... What? Well, listen, when you say everybody's crazy, you're the one that's insane. Don't even worry about it. Thank y'all for listening to us. That was episode whatever. I don't even know. Fuck it. We gotta
got
to get out of here.
Yeah,
yeah,
hits.
Yeah, we had too many, man. So appreciate everybody fucking with us first time, last time, whatever time. There's always love on this side. You already know. You fuck with us, fuck with us. If you don't...
Don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like it.
That's a fact, man. Shave that mustache, too. Yeah, shave that mustache, man.
Shave that mustache.
Please, please, I'm proud of you. Shave your mustache.
Especially if you light skin.
Yeah, man. And hey, look, man, I got my clothes, too. Next time you up here, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a new bag.
I see that.
A bag of little
wash. Nice Callaway. But it's a Callaway bag, though. So it look like you know what you're talking about.
And it's it's broken in. Like,
yeah, like
really
you
be out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it look like that because I be out here. I don't really be out here.
I about to say no, you don't.
Yeah, I don't.
We gonna see.
Yeah, yeah, but we gonna get it in. I got some new clubs. Check. I got me a full set. I play a little bit. I'm just sorry. So it's cool though.
That's part of it. You got people who've been playing for years and still have sorry moments. Yeah. That's just the game. That's the mental aspect of that game, though.
That's a fact, man. You know, shit. Put me on a par three. I'm gonna tear your ass up.
Oh, anything inside of 200 yards, it's a wrap.
Come on now. Come on now.
You can go ahead and cancel Christmas over here.
Hear me. Hear me good. You know what I mean? So my guy, B Hall, appreciate you as always, my brother. Coming on.
You already know, brother.
Mod, all right.
New favorite guest, my boy.
Yeah, all right.
Coming for your head.
All right. So, again, till next time, peace, love, blessings, all that good black shit, man. Still with everybody black as well. You already know.
Amen.
Till next time. Yes, sir.
Been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Give me some more flavor.
It's the Untitled Podcast.
Yeah, boo, talk your shit.